we get things rolling by getting on board the G&M Family Market phone line and welcoming back to the show the sports editor of the Boston Globe, Joe Sullivan. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. All kinds of exciting things going on in the world of Boston sports, and exciting things for the Globe as well. A new partnership with WBUR. Tell us a little bit about the Season Ticket podcast.
Well, it started on Monday. It's called Season Ticket, as you said, and it's hosted by Chris Gasper, our erudite columnist, and it will be on the available for people to download Monday through Friday, usually in the lunchtime hour. We're recording in the morning, and what we're trying to do here is have Chris lead some intelligent, thoughtful sports talk. Mostly about the Boston pro sports teams, because that's what we care about, right?
You know, you said intelligent and thoughtful, so that'll be a nice change of pace in the Boston market.
Like your show. That's what I'm thinking of. I want to be like your show.
That's exactly what it is. So who else will be involved along with Chris?
Well, we should have all of the Globe staff writers, the experts like Ben Bolton on football and Nick Cafardo on baseball, Peter Abraham will be on tomorrow from Houston, talking about the Red Sox playoff game against the Astros. And then we'll have some outside guests. We had Dave Dombrowski on Tuesday. I would really highly recommend people to go back and download that one to get a taste of what this show is going to be like, because it was Dave Dombrowski in a relaxed format, having a conversation with Chris. He wasn't being interviewed per se. He wasn't sitting on a dais with a microphone, having to turn his head left to right and answer questions from all types of media members. He was just talking to Chris and having a conversation, and it was really interesting. And I think that's what our goal is, to have episodes like that.
Why was a BUR such a logical partner for you in this project?
Well, I think they were, you know, both of us were looking to get in. We were looking to get into the sports podcast business, I'll say, and they were looking to have a partnership with someone who could give them a leg up on a great sports podcast, so it was natural. You know, they bring their expertise to recording, to making great-sounding radio, and we're going to bring our sports expertise and all the available experts that we have on staff here.
Well, speaking of sports, it's a huge week in Boston sports, and Thursday, perhaps the biggest day of all, with the three games on tap. Let's start with the Red Sox. How do you think they're positioned? Can they make a deep run, or is it just hard to tell? This team has been so hard to pin down this year.
Well, first, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
We'll answer that. So I've been recommending to everyone that they have to take an early slide from work and start watching sports at 4 o'clock when the Red Sox start, and then, like, transition to the Bruins and then to the Patriots. But I can't recommend – you're going to be on the air. I can't do that to you, right?
Well, no, we won't, because we're also a Red Sox station, so we'll have the Sox game on.
So, yeah. So you're cool.
Oh, yeah, it's a perfect – it's even better for us, because we can actually watch the Red Sox game and make that nice, smooth transition into a full evening. The challenge may be getting up and going to work the next day.
Well, yeah, the NFL games, hopefully the NFL game won't go too late. But I do think there is some worry among Red Sox fans and about whether they can win this series. To start with, this is an Astros team that won over 100 games, 101, I believe, which is 8 more than the Red Sox. So they were a better team over 162 games than the Red Sox. They have the home field advantage. And I think we have some questions about whether – we'll find out early. Chris Sale pitching game one, he pitched well, but wasn't his dominant self he was earlier in the season. We'll see what we're going to get from the postseason for him. He's waited his whole career to do this, and tomorrow afternoon is going to be his moment. Drew Pomerantz has been a surprise for the Red Sox. Can he repeat that in the postseason? Porcello, of course, would probably come next, and he has not had a great season, as we know. So I think, you know, starting pitching is really a key for the Red Sox. It has been inconsistent, and that's why we sort of have our doubts. And we've had, you know, you can add into it. You know, Pedroia is hurt. Bogaerts has played hurt. Mookie Betts had a hand injury recently, although yesterday he said he's 100%. So I agree with you. I think there's I'm not sure about this. I'm really not.
This Patriots team has certainly got people, I don't know about concern, but scratching their head a bit after the 2-2 start, and especially the way the defense has played. It's kind of tough to right the ship when you've got a short week before playing Thursday night.
Yeah, it's not what they needed. They needed a full week so Bill Belichick could work some defensive magic, because this defense is one of the worst in the NFL at this hour. We have to expect that to change. History tells us that will change. And whether it starts Thursday or not, we don't know for sure. I suspect it will. We've seen it before, and I think we'll see it again. This is not the best opponent for the weaknesses the Patriots have shown. The secondary, there's no doubt that the Carolina Panthers attacked their secondary. They thought it was a weakness. And the Buccaneers, with Jameis Winston, have the third-best passing attack in the league, with one great receiver in Mike Evans. So this is a dangerous game. I guess in Bill we trust, right? He's going to turn this around, and they're going to win tomorrow night. Although, it's tough to have confidence in that, too. Boy, I don't sound very confident, John.
And now, Joe, have you, based
the
on...
The Bruins are going to lose their opener tomorrow night, too.
Have you been inspired at all by Tom Brady's nutritional advice? Are you drinking your requisite 3 gallons of water a day and eating avocado ice cream?
Well, I got to 24 glasses of water, and I just was using the bathroom so much, I just had to stop. What can I tell you?
Yeah, that's...
In all seriousness, I think some of the things Tom recommends, I know they work for him, but we've had stories where actual health experts and MDs, this is what he does is not necessarily healthy for the general public. Whatever his genetics are very good, and he's a highly trained athlete. It might work for him. I worry sometimes that people think he has answers to health problems that he really is not qualified to have. That's what I think. I worry about the general public swallowing this whole. Yeah. It shouldn't be. I make the joke about the water, but people, experts came out the next day and say it's not good for you to drink that much water. Everyone should remain hydrated, but it's not good to drink that much water. And Tom, it works for him, but I think it's dangerous when the public gets involved in it.
We're talking with Joe Sullivan.
That's an answer you weren't expecting.
I like that. Very nice. Joe's the sports editor of the Boston Globe. We have so many of the Globe writers on. We love them all, but, a special fondness, of course, for Maine native Chad Finn. Is there any dirt you can give us that we can use the next time Chad is on?
Oh, well, Chad, he fancies himself a really good basketball player. But, people tell me when they play pickup games here among the Globe people in the newsroom that people fight to make sure Chad covers them because they can score a lot of points.
Oh, I like that. That's definitely coming up next time he's on. Fantastic. Joe Sullivan, thank you so much for being with us. The Season Ticket Podcast, available every day. I know you can access it through the audio player on the Globe.com homepage. Also available Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, RSS. Great opportunities, and what a wonderful new chance for people to learn more about this Boston sports scene. Congratulations on that, Joe. Thanks for being with
us. Thank you very much.
Joe Sullivan talking Boston sports and that new podcast, The Season Ticket, here on Dantown.